Today, we'll hear some of the best music from the past year. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. With me this hour are two of Iowa's foremost experts on blues, rock, and alternative music. Bob Doerr is host of Iowa Public Radio's Blue Avenue and Backtracks, heard on our Studio One stream. Bob specializes in old school, new generation, historical, and contemporary blues, as well as soul, funk, rock and roll, and gospel music. Mark Simmet will also be here. He's the host of Night Music on IPR Studio One stream, and his specialties are alternative, independent, and world music. They'll each be playing some selections from their favorite albums of the past year, and we'll hear from some Iowan artists as well. Please join us after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today we're going to hear some of the best new music from the past year. My guests this hour are Mark Simmet. He's host of Night Music, heard Sunday through Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One stream. He focuses on alternative, independent, and world music. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Charity.
Thank you so much for being here.
No problem. Good morning, Iowa.
And it's rare for you to be in the morning, except that if you're trying to place Mark's voice, you also hear him doing the vast majority of Iowa Public Radio underwriting credits. So you're famous for that as well, Mark.
I guess.
All right. Bob Doerr is also here today. He's host of Iowa Public Radio's Blue Avenue, heard on Sundays from 5 to 6:30, and Backtracks on Saturday nights from 7 to 10, also on our Studio One stream. Bob specializes in all kinds of blues, as well as soul, funk, rock and roll, and gospel. Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. It's wonderful to see how the other half lives.
Right. It must be rare for either one of you to come in before noon, I would guess.
You know, tend to be a night person, but it's all right.
All right. Well, let's get off to a start here. And, Mark, I want to start with your first selection, which is Spoon.
That's right, Spoon. You know, we've been playing that band for, as long as they've been around, and every time they come out with a new release, they don't disappoint. And the one they did for 2010 actually came out in January, and it's just been sticking around for a long time. It really holds up well, and, you know, I hope this wasn't a countdown, because I'd have to say right now it's probably my best of 2010 if I had to pick one. And the album's called Transference, and we're going to hear a track called Got Nothing.
All right, let's hear a little bit of that. That's Spoon with Got Nothing from their Transference album. And Mark, Spoon's a band that's been around for quite a while. It sort of developed a cult following and has bubbled to the surface. I know there were some diehard fans that were a little bit worried that it was going to be spoiled by popular success. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, for one thing, they haven't moved to a major label. They've stayed with Merge, I believe, is their label, independent label over the years. And, you know, they don't seem to be in a hurry to be household names. Of course, many people know them very well. In fact, they were one of the headlining bands at the 8035 Festival this past summer in Des Moines, and very appreciative audience there. So I think they're happy with the level they're at.
All right. And, of course, you're welcome to write things down as you hear things you like, but we also will be putting the list of songs that we and bands that we talk about up on our website today. And, Bob, it's your turn. Who's your first selection?
I think we have set up Teeny Tucker, and some of the people on my list are people that I've just recently discovered myself. Teeny actually has four discs out, and this is her fourth. She is the daughter of Tommy Tucker. This is way before your time, Charity, but Tommy Tucker in 1963 had a worldwide hit called High Heeled Sneakers that has been covered by many, many, many people over the years. Teeny is Tommy Tucker's daughter, and I have seen trade ads for her music and her appearances in Blues Review magazine or Living Blues, and just this year discovered this fourth disc. And I think we're going to have kind of a biographical song called Make Room for Teeny.
Hey, folks, I'm Teeny. Got a story to tell. You may not know me, but I've been out here a spell. I pay some dues. I sing the blues. I respect all the legends. Well, I've listened and I learned, and now I take my turn. My ship is in, I'm ready to sail. Might remember my daddy sang rhythm and blues. He won his thing singing about some high heel shoes. Now I walk the walk and I talk the talk, and I'm here and I'm proud to spread the news. Now no more holding back, 'cause I'm on the right track. Attitude I choose. Make room for Teeny. Don't need it all. Just need my space, even though I'm small. But I hope you dig. My message is so big. That's why I had to answer the call. Don't mean no disrespect, but
all right.
I figure what
that's Teeny Tucker. Keep the Blues Alive is the album, and the song is Make Room for Teeny. And she doesn't do this full time.
Apparently not. I think Jeff Schmidt, our producer, found out that she has a regular day job. Classic, don't quit your day job in the blues. Working for the Defense Department in Ohio. I did not know that.
Wow. Well, and in four albums and doing that. She must not sleep a lot.
Probably not.
All right. Mark, you're up again. What do you have next?
Well, we have to get some Iowa musicians on the show today, definitely. And Cassius Rivers released a debut album here just recently, actually, I think in the past month or so, coming out of Des Moines. Cassius Rivers essentially is singer and songwriter Matthew Garcia. And as Bob and I were discussing earlier, it's kind of like Alice Cooper, if you remember. Alice, the lead singer, has the name, and the band also has the name. So it's Cassius Rivers, the band, and the guy, and debut album, and we have a track lined up called Adams.
The sound that the wind makes drowns out what went wrong. It's just the way that she walks. It's just the way that she walks throws me off. With fear, and people die on pretty days
All right, that's Cassius Rivers from their debut album, Cassius Rivers, or his debut album, and the song is Adams. What do you hear on this debut album, Mark, that gives you hope for the future?
Well, you know, just that all kinds of music comes out of Iowa, as Bob will attest to that. You know, that the quality can be right up there with anything, you know, that comes out of any other part of the United States or the world, for that matter. You know, that Iowa can hold its own for new music.
All right, Bob, we're coming up to a break in about 3 minutes, so let's talk about Sean Murphy, and maybe Sean Murphy can play us into the break, too.
Kind of has an Iowa hook. She was born in Omaha and raised until she went to high school in Cedar Rapids, went to high school in Detroit, where she hooked up with that Detroit rock and roll blues scene, did some recording with Bob Seger and many, many others. Up until last February, she was the female singer in Little Feat, and has this record that has just come out, came out on October 15th, so it hasn't even been out an entire month. It's called Trouble with Lovin'. She does a fabulous job on the title song. I think that's what we got queued up.
The trouble with dreams, it leaves you wanting way beyond your means, and you stand there seeking where you used to stand tall. Trouble with loving starts as soon as you fall. Ooh, just like a mountain, it's moved stone by stone. You feel your heart shaking wherever.
That's Sean Murphy with the title track from her new album, Trouble with Lovin'. Today, we're talking about some of the best music to come out in the past year. Bob Doerr is here with us today. He's host of Iowa Public Radio's Blue Avenue and Backtracks. And Mark Simmet is here as well, host of Iowa Public Radio's Night Music. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today we're talking about some of the best new music of the past year. We've got a conversation about some of the best new music of the past year going on right now on our Facebook page. You go to Facebook and search for Iowa Public Radio. Sean wants to suggest Ray LaMontagne and the Pariah Dogs, and Kimberly is suggesting Coco Rosie's Gray Oceans.
We've played both of those on Studio One on the Night Music Show.
Oh, great. And the voice you're hearing is Mark Simmet, who is host of Night Music, heard Sunday through Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One stream. Mark is here along with Bob Doerr. He's host of Iowa Public Radio's Blue Avenue. That's on Sundays from 5 to 6:30, and Backtracks on Saturday nights from 7 to 10, both also on our Studio One stream. And we're taking turns with suggestions here, and it's your turn again, Mark. What do you have next?
Well, my suggestion is a safe one if you're an indie rock fan. Arcade Fire is the band. A lot of buzz about this band. They have released three albums. The latest is called The Suburbs. It's been out now for a few months, and we played it a lot on Night Music. They're out of Montreal. As I said, critical and indie rock favorites over the years. And a really, really solid album, kind of like the old concept album, you know, kind of loosely organized around the idea of the suburbs and people's reflections about living in the suburbs. But, you know, that doesn't really matter to enjoy the music. And this is the title track from that new record.
That's Arcade Fire with the title track From the Suburbs. And Mark, you said this was a concept album. Does that mean that the songs sort of vary within the album? Are there a lot of different sounds?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think there's maybe 15, 16 tracks. It's a long record. It would have easily been a double album back in the old days. But, yeah, it varies. Some of it rocks harder. There's some acoustic stuff. And, it's not going to stick to any one way of doing things for too long.
All right. And, Bob, what do you have next?
I have another Iowa hook. This is a record by James Kynes. Let me read this quote. "The best new voice in Chicago may well belong to James Kynes, a construction worker by day and West Side singer par excellence at night. I've heard few vocalists anywhere in the blues, R&B, and soul field that can compare with the Kynes man." Believe it or not, that was in Living Blues magazine 35 years ago, 1976. James Kynes really was a journeyman blues player, mostly on the west and south side of Chicago for the longest time. It did spend a little bit of time on the West Coast recording with Ike Turner, and then kind of dropped out of the music scene for a while. Now, the story I get is that in 1993, James Kynes' daughter decided to go to college in Dubuque. And he literally drove her to college in the fall of 1993, and shortly thereafter liked Dubuque so much, found some opportunity in Dubuque, and moved to Dubuque, where he has been ever since. And it's just been, the last 3 or 4 years that he's kind of come back to the blues. There's some local guys that have kind of spurred him to get back into the business. And I am so tickled that his persistence and his continuing to play has emerged with a new record on Delmark Records. Delmark is one of the world's premier blues labels. I mean, if you get a release on Delmark, you have really, really come into your own blues thing. And James Kynes has a brand new disc called Love You From the Top on Delmark. I think we're going to hear him sing the blues with My Mama Told Me.
That was James Kynes, My Mama Told Me, from his album Love You From the Top. Bob, there seems to be a theme here among blues musicians of keeping their day jobs. Is it that you can't make money in the blues, or you stop singing them, or what's the trend?
I think there's just a very select few blues artists that do it full time. It's very difficult in all kinds of music styles to make a living at it and to sell records. Record selling is down across the country, around the world. And I think it's just not only is it difficult to make a living just playing music, but it's also kind of a connection to the real world, having a real job and being able to sing the blues.
All right, Mark, what's your next pick?
It's a bit different from our last selection. It's Laurie Anderson's
a radical change.
I'm looking forward to when you start playing this. It's going to be a wake-up call for Everybody in Iowa. Homeland is Laurie Anderson's new album. Only an Expert is the track we're going to hear a bit of here. She's an avant-garde performance artist and musician, been around for a long time, always does very interesting work, and this is new from her, Laurie Anderson.
Now, only an expert can deal with the problem. Because half the problem is seeing the problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. So if there's no expert dealing with the problem, it's really actually twice the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. In America, we like solutions. We like solutions to problems. And there's so many companies that offer solutions. Companies with names like the pet solution, the hair solution, the debt solution, the world solution, the sushi solution. Companies with experts ready to solve these problems. Because only an expert can see there's a problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem.
All right, that's Laurie Anderson with Only an Expert from her album Homeland. And in your description of this that you sent along, it said it's her first studio album in 9 years. But many of these tracks, many of these sounds weren't actually recorded in the studio.
That's right. She did a lot of this on the road and then sweetened it, mixed it in the studio afterwards. But we have to mention that was Lou Reed there on guitar, her husband. Actually, they've been together for a while, but her husband now, Lou Reed, playing guitar on that track. And, I was sitting here thinking, only an expert, I think you should use that as the theme song for Talk of Iowa.
Well, I will take that under consideration. That'll be the subject of our next staff meeting here, all right? All right, Bob, what do you have up next?
Another homeboys and girls this time around. In case people have been living in some kind of a cave, soul music is back. Oh, good God. Anywhere from Brooklyn, New York, which seems to be the soul capital of the world these days, to the south, out on the West Coast, and right here in Iowa, too. I have a seven-piece kind of soul review called The Diplomats of Solid Sound from Iowa City. It features two women, Sarah Cram and Catherine Rustow, as the singers in the band, but just a really fabulous kind of throwback to the days of Stax Records and great soul music in the South. Their brand new disc actually has been released in Europe for about a month or maybe two, and now has been released in the States on Chicago's Pravda Records label. So the Diplomats of Solid Sound from Iowa City now getting a worldwide audience. Their brand new disc is What Goes Around Comes Around. We're going to hear I Can't Wait for Your Love.
We'll be right back.
right. That was the Diplomats of Solid Sound from their album What Goes Around Comes Around. I Can't Wait for Your Love is the song. And Bob, I have to admit, I spend a lot of my time talking as opposed to listening to music. But I first noticed that soul really was making a comeback with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Were they the vanguard group that led this, or has this been percolating for a while?
I think they're based right there in Brooklyn, New York, and really has kind of blossomed out of that East Coast scene. A real favorite of mine, Eli Reed, is from Brooklyn. I think he's actually from Boston, but has been hanging around that Brooklyn, New York soul scene recently, too. It's coming back strong. I thought there was a real almost Motown flavor to that Diplomat song that we heard.
Yeah, absolutely. That just made my Christmas list. So thanks for sharing that one. Mark, what do you have next?
Well, we have some Sufjan Stevens coming up for you now. He's got a new one out called The Age of Odds. And Sufjan, he's known for his kind of complex compositions, you know, real orchestral approach to pop music. A lot of different instruments going on, really arranged more than your typical pop song or rock song would be.
And he has a lot of different sounds.
He has a lot of different sounds.
Kind of
yes,
all over the place with some of his different compositions. So
yeah,
how would you describe this one then?
This particular song? Or
the album,
thing?
Yeah.
Well, one thing that occurred to me, it's like listening to a marching band on mind-altering substances. I mean, the band itself is playing that way. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, it takes the basic instrumentation of a band or an orchestra and then adds the electronic sounds and so on. That kind of thing. So it really does get your attention, catches your ear. This one is called Get Real, Get Right.
That's Sufjan Stevens, Get Real, Get Right, from the new album, The Age of Odds. That's the age of ADZ, but we're saying it odds. You're listening to Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio, and today we're talking about some of the best music that has come out in the past year. My guests today are Mark Simmet. He's host of Night Music, heard Sunday through Thursday on IPR Studio One Stream. Bob Doerr is also here. He's host of Iowa Public Radio's Blue Avenue and Backtrack on the Studio One Stream. They both have more selections for us to come in the next few minutes. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe, and today we're talking about some of the best music from the past year. I have with me today Mark Simmet, who is host of Night Music, heard Sunday through Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m. on IPR Studio One Stream. Bob Doerr is also here. He's host of a couple of shows, Blue Avenue, heard on Sundays from 5 to 6:30, and Backtracks on Saturday nights from 7 to 10, both on our Studio One Stream, and they've both gotten up early to come in and talk to us about some of their favorite music from the past year today. And we are getting quite a bit of input on our Facebook page right now at Iowa Public Radio. Here are a couple more suggestions from our listeners. Chip suggests the new Paul Thorne CD, Pimps and Preachers. I think that's that falls into your category there, Bob.
It does.
And Jess is suggesting Mumford and Sons, Sigh No More.
Oh, yes, we play that one.
All right. And I think it's Bob's turn. What do you have for us next?
Well, in these kind of lists of things, I always like to include someone that I've never heard before. And I guess I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this because this fellow, Nuno Mendelis, has three CDs out. The story on him is he was born in Angola, escaped the war from Angola through Canada, and now resides in Brazil and is apparently like the Eric Clapton is God kind of figure there in Brazil as far as guitar players are concerned. His previous two albums he did with Stevie Ray Vaughan's rhythm section, Double Trouble. So that caught my eye in the first place. But what really got my attention on this is Nuno, at least on this record called Free Blues, kind of combines the 21st century electronics and beats with classic old blues songs. I thought it was a really, really interesting record. Has classic blues songs with these kind of new beats. I think the example we have is the old Howlin' Wolf song called Rockin' Daddy.
Yeah, you can call me the rocker.
That's Nuno Mendelis with Free Blues is the album. Rockin' Daddy is the song. Very unusual sound. How did you discover him, Bob?
Well, honestly, I'm on a variety of kind of committees that do some recommendations for latter part of the year, and I have been veritably inundated with all of these releases in the last month or so going through this, and I just stumbled on Nuno's record and was really taken with this thing. So there's probably people in the Iowa Public Radio audience who have been very, very aware of this fellow. I'm just now becoming aware, and I thought I'd make a few more people aware of Nuno Mendelis.
All right, Mark, who do you have next? We're back to an Iowa group.
That's right. We have Can Be coming up next. This is another pretty recent release, and you may have heard of the band The Envy Corps out of Iowa. Scott Yoshimura of that band is the main guy in Can Be, singer and songwriter for this band out of Des Moines. They have a debut album out called Rat, and this is Reassurance.
Well, I've got doubt in my mind for the first time in years. While I'm sitting at my desk, it's nearly got me in tears. But it's not for fear and it's not for love. And it isn't how I feel about God above. While I'm looking at my wall with all these pictures of other lives and other faces all with endless hugs. I can't even imagine what it would feel like reassurance, and all I need is to know that you were with us. And oh, baby, I'll be fine. God is great, oh yeah, God is good. Our lives are as simple as a tree is wood. So if I don't say something, then I can't expect anything to change simply out of respect. 'Cause I don't know how you're feeling at all. Know that I have been clearer than I probably should have at this point. So I wrote this song. 'Cause if I don't write it down, then I'll remember it wrong.
That's Canby with Reassurance from their debut CD titled Rat, or R-A-T. And Bob, you're up next.
Holy cow, we're just moving right along.
Well, we've got several more things that I want to hear on the list. I'm trying to pick up the pace a little bit through them.
Right. I did want to let people know that on Blue Avenue a week from Sunday, so that would be the 21st, I'm going to use this same list, only we're going to have expanded segments rather than two-minute segments. There'll be 5 or 6 minute segments on these records. So if you'd like to hear more about the releases that I'm talking about this morning, that would be Sunday the 21st, 5 to 6:30 on Blue Avenue. We have next Joe Louis Walker, who last year won the Blues Music Award, which used to be called the Handy Awards, by the way. That's the Blues Grammys. Anyway, he won last year for CD of the Year with his record Between a Rock and the Blues, and he's back this year with a live record on the done on the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise. If you're unaware of this, this is literally a cruise ship that is specifically designed for blues lovers and some of the world's greatest blues players. They just go out on the ocean and cruise around listening to the blues for 4 or 5 days. Joe Louis Walker recorded this new disc called Live on the Legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise this last winter time, and has some veritable who's who of blues players, including Curtis Salgado. Johnny Winter plays a song on this. Last year's Blues Band Leader of the Year, Tommy Castro, is on this disc. The talent and the songs and the setting really could get Joe Louis Walker his second in a row best CD of the year. I think we have queued up Tommy Castro, along with Tommy Castro's horn section, which includes Deanna Bogart. I think Deanna headlined the Linn County Blues Society's Bluesmore celebration in Cedar Rapids last year. She's the saxophone player. The song we have is Eyes Like a Cat.
Treats me nice. She's a sweet little girl, always treats me nice. One of these old days, I'm gonna make her my wife. Yeah, she's got eyes like a cat, eyes like a cat, eyes like a cat, eyes like a cat.
All right, that's Joe Louis Walker of Blues Conspiracy, Eyes Like a Cat. And it's back to you, Mark.
Yes, well, you know, on Night Music, we kind of strive for variety and different approaches to music. You're going to hear all kinds of things, singer-songwriters, indie rock bands, and we have some blues in there, some soul, all kinds of stuff. And this band is definitely different. They are The Books. Two guys are the band, and they're known for their audio collage techniques and the way they use sampling in a very creative way. And for this particular new release called The Way Out, They used self-help tapes and found sound that they acquired in thrift stores. Like there's a track that features, I think, an answering machine tape that they found and that they cut up in a creative way. Here's one called Group Autogenics 2.
Putting your body on the line here. So tuning in now to the feet. You might try lifting them up towards the ears, and when you feel comfortable with it, allowing your eyes to close gently in your mind's eye, your being merges with the garbage, becomes one with it, so that all your energies in this moment are held in awareness by the smells, and remembering that there is no one right way to doing the dishes. And let go completely of the question of time when this happens. As an experiment, see if you can float on a rubber raft into a big pot of boredom, letting it all cook in your mind's eye, where it cooks all by itself, stirring it perhaps every once in a while. Is that okay with you?
Yourself in the mirror until you feel a burning sensation. Now remove your head completely. Your head is floating in the air.
With your left brain, close your eyes, stick out your tongue.
Right, that's the Books with Group Autogenics 2 from their album The Way Out. Mixing together a lot of found sound and self-help tapes. And Mark, I just wanted to keep on listening. I want to know where that's going. But
very relaxing.
Right. How does that hold up on repeat listenings? Because it's obviously very novel and interesting the first time you hear it. Where do you go from there?
Well, that's a very good question. Well, you know, the album itself is varied. You know, it's not all like that. Some of it goes very quickly and is much more chopped up and so on. You probably wouldn't want to listen to it every day, but I think you could listen to it several times and find something new each time.
All right. And I think we're to the point where we need to just talk about some of the titles that we have left. And are we here one more? All right. Bob, why don't you tell us about your next one, and then I think we're going to have to just talk about the ones that are left on the list.
Okay, let me quickly – this is kind of a shout-out to the people that I affectionately call the blues Nazis. These are the folks, the hardcore blues people who do not believe that if you don't sound like the classic 50s Chicago blues bands like Muddy Waters or Howlin' Wolf, then it really isn't the blues. And there are a couple of bands that really qualify for this kind of thing. And I go back and forth. Let's see what day it is. Thursday. So today I think it's the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band out of Chicago. I alternate back and forth between them and the Cashbox Kings. Both of those records are on the Blue Bella Records label out of Chicago, by the way. But these guys really are the real deal. The instruments – classic intonation of all the instruments, really fabulous ensemble playing. And I think we have set up the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band cover of a classic old 1950s blues song by John Brim called Tough Times.
I had a good job, working many hours a week. They had a big layoff, and they got poor me. I'm broke and disgusted, in misery. Can't find a part-time job, nothing in the house to eat. Tough times. Tough times is here once more. No more.
right, that's the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Better Off Now is the album. The song is Tough Times. And, Bob, I think you've got one more left on your list. Why don't you tell me about the next band? We're not going to have a chance to listen, but
I think we point
us in the right direction.
I think you're talking about Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys.
Yes.
Rick Raven is the guitar player and leader of the band. He's just had this group going forever and ever. They're based out of Wisconsin, but they must play 25 or 30 dates a year in the state of Iowa, just kind of crisscrossing the Midwest, and have a new studio album, their first in quite a long time, called Shake Your Boogie. Really, really kind of, again, classic sounding Chicago blues sound to Reverend Raven's new disc.
All right. Thank you, Bob. And Mark, you've got a few left on your list, but why don't you tell us about them?
Yeah, I had three left out of my 10. MGMT, their album Congratulations, band that formed in Connecticut, a couple of art students, and great sound from them. MGMT, new album. Brian Eno was the track I had selected off that, but all of it's good. LCD Sound System, again, a band with a lot of buzz in the indie rock realm. This Is Happening, the new one from James Murphy. He's basically the main man. He is the main man in LCD Sound System. And my final selection was from Rocky Erickson and an album he released this past year called True Love, Cast Out All Evil. Rocky Erickson, one of those legendary cult figures, came out of Texas with the 13th Floor Elevators in the 60s. He's had a long, colorful history of drugs and mental illness, and that actually helps his music. And this time out, he really recorded the songs well with Aukerville River backing him up and did a great job on his album from this past year.
All right, and we will let Rocky Erickson play us out today with Be and Bring Me Home. Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Simmet is host of Night Music, heard Sunday through Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m. on IPR Studio One Stream. Bob, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bob Doerr is host of Blue Avenue on Sundays from 5 to 6:30 and Backtracks on Saturday nights from 7 to 10 on our Studio One Stream. This is Talk of Iowa. I'm Charity Nebbe.
So I'm not alone. Suddenly